following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Medicinal Magic, everything comes back to the body. In this podcast, I will be discussing the highs and lows of the medical field along with crucial medical news. I'm your host, DJ Red. Welcome to my podcast series, Medicinal Magic, Episode 6, COVID Impact, brought to you by a first-year nursing student. Please introduce yourself.
Andrea.
Describe your child's social interactions with peers before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, it was more in-person meets and get-togethers with friends socially. You can see everyone thriving after the pandemic. It seems to have gone downhill a little, where more and more everything's being done through phone, FaceTime, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, instead of meeting in person. So it's really, I think, hindered social growth.
Did your child typically engage in family gatherings or events, and did they enjoy spending time with extended family and friends?
I think that didn't change. All my children have all really enjoyed getting together with family, extended family. They actually consider my mom, my parents' house, and my sister's house as a second home. So I really feel like they always get along, they're always willing to, and enjoy getting together with family and extended family.
How did your child first react to hearing about school closures and social distancing measures?
I think at first everyone was just taken back. They kind of were, it was a reprieve, a little break from going to in-person school. I think they were a little bit happy to be home, not having to get up and go out the door. But as the time went on and the time frame extended for being at home, you can see the moods change, whereas they're more reclused back in, quiet, bored, wanting to get out behaviorally. You can see just the mood overall changed.
How quickly did you notice changes in your child's behavior or emotional state when the pandemic began?
I think at first I didn't notice anything, probably not until about 6 months in, maybe a few months to 6 months in, is that's when I started noticing it within all my children.
How did you manage the shift to remote learning as a family? What worked well and what challenges did you face while adjusting?
I think what worked well is that there was no rush to get out the door, to get to school on time. What didn't work was one of my children, my youngest son, is not a very independent learner. So it took a lot to get him to focus and self-control to pay attention. And the struggle was right in front of us, where we can see that being in person really would make a big difference.
Did your child express concerns or fears about COVID-19, or did they feel confused about the situation?
I think initially at first we all were shocked, confused, not knowing the unknown. Makes it very, you know, the uncertainty of the unknown makes it very scary for everybody. But they did voice their concerns maybe about a month or so in, when the reality hit where everything was closing down. Everyone was scared, and it's hard as parents not to show the fears, but you wanted to instill what needed to be safety measures to make sure that the family stayed safe.
How did your child's ability to make new friends or maintain friendships change during the pandemic?
I don't think anything's changed. It just made them have to actually build that strong foundation through social media or through phones and FaceTime, and not being that in-person connection, I think, kind of hindered a little bit of making that growth within the friendship. And in some circumstances, friendships kind of dwindled down until school resumed back in session.
Were there any particular social skills or behaviors that your child seemed to struggle with during the pandemic?
I didn't notice that with any of my children about any social or any behaviors that I noticed, more of the just the mood and changes within not wanting to do. I guess it made us all want to stay inside versus have to get outside. So I didn't see any big changes there.
How did your child manage feelings of loneliness or boredom when they couldn't see friends or family in person?
It was different for each of my children. My youngest son would actually just learn to adapt, and actually this is where the struggles come in regards to gaming. But he picked up the gaming more and more, and that's actually how he kept his connection with his friends and actually had a lot of fun. So that helped with his boredom and his mood changes just overall just stayed about the same with that.
Did your child spend more time on digital devices to interact with others, and how did that impact their mood or behavior?
Yes, all of them did. They tended to revert to the social media, gaming, computer gaming, PlayStation, Xbox to help with their boredom. I think overall for most of my children, all three of them, three out of the four, their moods remained the same. One of them, you can see their behavior changed a little bit more where they were a lot on edge, moody, change of attitude when they didn't get to do what they needed to do or wanted to do.
Have there been any changes in your child's sleep patterns, eating habits, or physical activity since the start of the pandemic?
For three of them, it changed where they actually just found at home things to do to be active and remain active. My youngest struggled a little bit more. Again, social media with the younger, I feel, plays a little bit more of a role, as sometimes it's harder for them to know when to differentiate and put that stop to it so they can do other things. And so it did change his social interactions outside of gaming, social media, and, you know, his eating habits. He tends to want to eat every time he's sitting down in front of the games, TV. So it's a hard habit to break.
Did your child develop new hobbies or interests during the pandemic that helped with their emotional well-being?
Yeah, I think each child did pick up something different to help and help them get along throughout the pandemic, as well as some family time as well.
What activities did you find most helpful in supporting your child's emotional needs? Examples, crafts, outdoor walks, and journaling.
I think taking walks and also doing crafts, putting things together. A lot of craft work with my younger daughter helped us all through the pandemic. And then also puzzles. We did a lot of puzzles as a family, helped together as well, and movie watching.
How did you manage the balance between ensuring your child had enough social interactions and also prioritizing their health and safety during COVID?
It's a fine line. Sometimes you just have to kind of just keep reiterating what is needed to be able to keep the family safe. Majority of the time during the pandemic, as a family, we tried to stay home. Didn't go out. Even grocery shopping, things were delivered. So we try to keep the kids and remind them to keep connection with their friends, family, do Zoom calls, Google Hangouts, FaceTime, again, gaming, anything to continue that social interaction with everyone. And then also the daily reminders of trying to make sure we as a family tried to keep each other safe.
As restrictions have eased, how has your child reconnected with peers? Were there any struggles or adjustments?
I don't feel there's been any struggles or adjustments. I think it's been a little bit better as restrictions have eased. There's a lot more, I guess, wantingness and hopefulness to be able to get together as groups, as in groups with family and friends, whereas before there was hesitation, concerns, and worry all the time.
What signs have you noticed that your child may still be adjusting to post-pandemic social environments?
The want to get out and be active is always a struggle day to day. There's a lot of things happening, balancing that has to be done. So it is hard to make those sacrifices sometimes, but I think the main thing is being outside and active. Getting outdoors, the fresh air, and active is a struggle, but as a family, we're trying to reconnect on that.
What specific types of support have you found to be most helpful in supporting your child's transition back to social settings?
I think just always asking how their day is, what happened, tell me what's going on, and just always being there to listen, and also give advice, even though they may not want it, but just to give some advice and help them and encouragement along the way.
Do you feel that schools have adapted effectively to address the emotional and social needs that students have post-pandemic?
That's a hard question because some ways, yes, majority of staff have, but mental health has become such the big topic among school education, also in the workforce. So it's very hard to know if there's enough resources available to help support children with their mental health. And so I have to honestly say I don't feel the schools have the resources that children need to be able to reconnect and acclimate back into the social environment. Mentally, socially, I think there's just a lack there across the board.
How do you think your child's social relationships and outlooks on friendships might be different in the long term because of the pandemic?
I think it just depends. If they take the outlook of moving forward and just keeping the connection strong, I think it's going to continue to be as strong as long as the foundation's there. And you always, you know, remind your kids you don't need 100 friends. A handful of friends are the true friends that you can connect and always have that foundation. As long as you have that foundation, that's all you need.
How do you feel the pandemic may have shaped your child's view of the world, community, or the importance of social connection?
That's another tough question. But I think the pandemic has made them view things a little bit differently, take things into consideration when going out in the public setting, making yourself more self-aware of what you're going into, what events you're going into. Do you need to still continue to mask up? Also, just more aware of the illnesses that are going around the world and what's happening just more and more all over.
Looking forward, what type of social or emotional support do you think your child would need to fully recover from the disruptions of the pandemic?
I think as long as the resources continue to get stronger and be available, I think they have what they need as long as they have, again, family support. And if they can have one or two teachers, principals, educators that they can go to while in the school setting that they feel comfortable going to help them get through this. I think it helps. Again, this pandemic has taken a toll on everyone, but if we continue to really emphasize the mental health support over you know, anything, sports, grades, making sure that kids are supported mentally, then I think they will be successful.
That's all. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This was DJ Wren.